Good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. The Torah tells us, Vayihiki Zaken Yitzchak, that when Yitzchak was old, Vatichena Inav Mir'os. Now, Yitzchak at the time, according to the Midrash, was no older than 123. He would go on to live another 57 years. So Vayihiki Zaken Yitzchak probably doesn't mean that he was old in the sense of relative to his own lifetime, but he was starting to sense his mortality. And he says to Esav, Hine na zakanti, I've grown old. Lo yadati yomosi, I know not when I'm going to die. It sounds like there's something almost morbid about Yitzchak's perspective here. We've all had these dark and black moments where we begin to sense that perhaps our days are numbered. Some of us, perhaps more than others, have these kinds of thoughts. But this was something that Yitzchak was struggling with at the time. Hine na zakanti, I'm old. Lo yadati yomosi. So Rashi quotes a beautiful medrash and he says, what Yitzchak was concerned about was the fact that his mother died at the age of 127. And he was already 123. And he said, you know, if my mother only merited 127 years, surely I'm no more meritorious than she was. My days themselves may be coming to an end. Very fascinating idea. Some of you may or may not have observed this in the rabbinate. I see this all the time. Many conversations that I have with people surrounding their feelings of mortality have to do exactly when their parents passed away. Comes up time and again. But the point that I wanted to highlight tonight in the context of this discussion is Yitzchak's humility. It's a very fascinating thing. How did Yitzchak reason, according to Medrash, that it was going to be his time to pass away? Well, he said, look, my mother died at 127. Surely I'm not more deserving than she is. But the mentality was, how can I possibly begin to imagine myself as any more than my mother? Now, of course, Yitzchak had a very different life than his mother. His mother didn't go through Akedas Yitzchak. His mother had a different life experience, and yet that mentality of feeling a sense of loyalty and devotion to one's parents and to say how great the previous generation was, this sense of reverence is so fundamental to everything that Judaism stands for, the respect that we have for the past. That's why if you look around this room, that's why we keep names on the wall, some of which we know, some of which we may not know. But we have a sense of reverence for the previous generations. It's like an orientation which is very, very fundamental to the way that all of us look at the world. Now, Yitzchak, of course, at the time, could not possibly have known that he would live for another 57 years. He was only two-thirds of the way there. He had plenty of time to go. But in his own mind, if his mother only merited 127, he did not imagine himself as more meritorious than she was. This highlights a very important feature, and with this we'll conclude, that Yitzchak felt very, very devoted to his mother. And this goes back to a pasuk in last week's parsha, which says that even 3 years after the passing of Sarah, we know that the period of mourning for a parent in a parent in halacha is a period of 1 year. Yitzchak continued to mourn 3 full years after his mother's death, and it was only when he met Rivka. Torah says, "Vayivieha Yitzchak haohel asara imo." He brought her into the tent, and as Rashi explains, "Vihinehi sara imo." He saw that Rivka could approximate the level, the majesty, the grandeur of Sarah. And only at that point, 3 full years after his mother's passing, Vayinachim Yitzchak Acharei Imo, that was the very first time he felt even a measure of consolation. A young man, even until his old age, consistent in his devotion to his mother. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Amar, Vatzakar Esparchu, Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefikach,